There's a Rashi in Shir HaShirim, which has bothered many of us many times over. And I think that the Parshas HaChodesh that we're going to read on Shabbos offers many opportunities to deal with this issue, which has been somewhat disturbing, and allow me to explain. Rashi explains on the Pasuk of Moshcheni Acharecha Lerutza, that's Pasuk Dalet in Perek Aleph in Shir HaShirim, Nogilov Nismachoboch, Nazkiro Doidecho Miyayin Meishorim Ahivucho. So Rashi explains those words. He says, the whole context. Lefi Adugma, speaking about the Nimshol to Klal Yisrael, Hey Maskirim Lefon of Chesed Neurim. We are mazkir the chesed neurim, avas klulas lechtom achru b'midbar eretz tziyov etzalmoves. How we followed Hashem into the midbar, v'gam tzedol ha'osolahem, didn't make any provisions for tzedol ha'derech, v'eminu bo v'shluchoi, we believed in Hashem and in Moshe Rabbeinu, v'loi omru eich neitze la midbar, loi mokum zero mizoynes, how can we go into a midbar, there's nothing there, v'olchu achru avu eviyam l'toi chedre anani, chedre hekef anono, we brought him into the anani ha'kovod, bizu, in this experience, this connection, this trust that we had in Hashem, and this leading us and protecting us in the midbar, bizu odom hayoim golim usmeichim boy, we rejoice till this day in that simcha of that connection that we have with Hashem. After the onyom v'tzorosom, even though we have, whether it's anias or suffering and the tzoros that we have, and what? And this is the punchline: umishtashim v'toiro. And we delight in the Torah, vishom, in the shashua, in the delight of the Limud HaTorah, we remember Doidov Miyayin, that Yishokeinim and Shikos Piyu, the precious expression of Hashem's love to Klal Yisrael, speaking to us directly, that Rashi, that the Pasuk says before, Tovim Doidecho Miyayin, it's more pleasurable than any material, physical pleasure that we could even imagine. And the extent of that uncompromising, straight love that we had for him. So in other words, when we delight in the Torah, we remember, we sort of relive the memory of the relationship that we had at Har Sinai, the Doid of Miyayin, that Yishokeinim and Shikos Piyu, that pair that he spoke directly to us, and the love that we felt and we reciprocated, that we remember and we sort of rejuvenates that love when we are Mishtashim Batoira. And over here, you know, many have said that, I don't know, like either I'm not Mishtasheya Batoira enough, or even if I am delighting a little bit in the learning, I don't really feel that same connection, that Maimed Har Sinai, that Yishokeinim and Shikos Piyu, that Lechtech Acharai Bamidbor, all of these emotions seem so remote from us. So anything that we might be able to do to bring those emotions somewhat closer, to enable ourselves to feel that connection, can be very helpful, because ultimately, if a person can allow himself to feel that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that certainly helps. That's the key to a positive Avedis Hashem, to an Avedis Hashem that doesn't have the chisorin, as Rashi says, Sherabi matriach olov hoylichloi, becomes too overburdening, the burdens become privileges, I appreciate them, I enjoy them, because they're all in the context of that loving relationship of ani l'doidi v'doidi li, his love to me, my love to him, and so forth. So we'd like to be able to, through the shashua, through the delight of the learning, I'd like to be able to feel that delight of learning too, but through that, to really reconnect on the highest level in that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Lemaisa, in the Parashat HaChodesh, there's a few medrashim. Number one, this not even brought over here, but the standard medrash that everybody knows, that Klal Yisrael was given in the Torah the ability of Kiddush HaChodesh. In other words, the Torah grants the Bezdin that sits in the Lishkas HaGozis, the right to decide when it's Rosh Chodesh. That's a powerful right, because that decides when it's Rosh Hashanah, that Memela decides when it's Yom Kippur, that decides when it's Pesach, that decides when it's Shavuos, that decides when it's Sukkos, and the whole Magal Hashanah goes around based on the decision of Beis Din, which in reality in itself is a very powerful concept, because we are celebrating an anniversary of events in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos, the Kabbalah HaTorah, Sukkos, the whole Mahalach in the Midbar, and the Anani HaKovod and everything. And we celebrate a relationship with Him. One would think that it should be the dominant participant in that relationship who should set the parameters. I'll meet you at 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. You know, if I'm the president, then you will be available at 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. You're not going to say, well, no, I'm sorry, I'm busy. I'm playing golf Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. I have some other things to do. I'll meet you at Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And yet, the Klal Yisroel sets the parameters. We will meet you at the time that we decide, the time that you want to meet us, that you want to relive that Atoba Chartonu Mikolo Amimo Avto Yisonu Vratziso Bonu. That's when? That's what we decide. We were given that authority. The Torah that was given to us carries the authority to set that time. Ad Kedei Kach, that's a famous Medrash that everybody knows, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, walks into the Pamal Shemayla, Erev Rosh Hashanah, says, bring out the big books. Tomorrow I'm judging my world. Comes back tomorrow and he says, sorry, in the Lishkas HaGozis, they didn't accept the Eidus HaChodesh, and therefore today's not Rosh Hashanah as I thought it should be, as I anticipated, or as I expected it to be, or as I know that it should be, but the Beis Din didn't, and the Beis Din has the koyach to decide when it's Rosh Hashanah, and the Bnei Olam who wants to judge his world has to accept the psak of Beis Din, and is only capable, is only permitted, I don't know how you say that, I don't know what that means, kaviyochol, to judge his world based on the decision of the Beis Din. That's one thing that Parshas HaChodesh shows us. But there's something else. In the Parshas HaChodesh, it says, in the second posuk, it says, Dabru el kol adas Yisroel leimor be'asor l'achodesh hazeh v'yikchu lochem, tells about the Korban Pesach. So the Medrash here, with this one Medrash, says as follows. Dabru el kol adas Yisroel, Rabbi Yishmoel oimer, v'chi shneyem medabrim hoyu? It says, Dabru el Kolas. In other words, it seems Moshe and Aaron are going to speak to Klal Yisroel. That's what the Pasuk seems to say. The Pasuk said before that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to speak. And it says, Aaron yene v'yecho. It sounds like Aaron is dafka, is that Hashem is speaking to Moshe, and Moshe will speak to Aaron. And Moshe is really the spokesman in the name of Hashem. Uma Talmud lomer Dabru, plural, you both will speak. Ela kishehoyo Moshe medaber, when Moshe would speak, Moshe came and spoke to Dvar Hashem. Aroin markin oznoi, he would bend his ear, I guess, to listen very carefully. Lishmoya be'emo, to listen in trepidation. Umale aleihem hakosuf keilu shnehem medabrim. It would be, the Torah considers it as if they're both speaking. Very interesting. Aaron is listening to Moshe, but he's listening with an attentive ear, and be'emo, like taking in with pachad, with trepidation every word that he's saying, and the Torah looks at it that as if they're both actually speaking. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu gets Aaron gets the schus, as if he too is participating in that speech, just because of the fact of the intensity and the attention and the seriousness with which he's listening to that speech. It seems that, it sounds like that he's contributing to the speech. He's contributing to the message. The respect, the intensity, the focus, the attention that he pays, the seriousness that he shows to that message, he's part of this. He's part of the message. He becomes part of the message himself. The Torah considers it, usually when it's Mala Olam, it's not Stam Mala Olam for no reason. It's either Mida Keneged Mida, it's something. Here it is because he's enhancing the message. Because I'm listening, But I'm listening with such a, it's almost, you could say, as if the people see the way I'm listening, and Moshe Rabbeinu becomes a more effective spokesman because of the intensity with which Aaron listens to him. It sort of endorses the message. It sort of underscores the importance and the truth and the power of this message. If that's the case, so it occurred to me that if we want to appreciate the learning process, that we think like this. We're listening. Somebody is speaking. Could be a Rebbe, could be a Chavrusa, and the way we listen, the seriousness with which we pay attention, is not only the pshat that we are recipients, but we also become givers. Say a person sits in a shir, and he's hearing something, and he's with such seriousness, and he pays attention, and he's focused, and his ear is like this, he goes like he has to make sure he hears everything, and you could see he doesn't want to miss a word. That person has a schus, not just as a participant, as a Talmud, but as a Rebbe, as a Meiser HaTorah, as the one Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking mipi HaGvura, and Aaron has a schus as if he too is speaking mipi HaGvura, even though it's not true, he heard it from Moshe, but since he's listening, he's endorsing it with such intensity, he gets the schus. So the truth of the matter is that in the way we approach listening to learning, we can develop not just the schus of Talmud Torah, but the schus, not of the lilmoid, but of the lalamid. We become, and think about it, in the context of a shir, it's really a very practical thing. How much schus I can gather just by the intensity with which I pay attention, because that's machshev of the message. Therefore, the message is more respected, the message is more appreciated, the message penetrates more, the message goes further, the message is internalized more by the recipients, and the mela, I am considered as if ke'ilu shnehem medabrim, as if, in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, as if Aaron himself was speaking like Moshe mipi HaGvura. It's a very interesting type of a chashivus that we can feel in the process of listening and of learning. There's another medrash which is a little bit different. It's a mechilta. Again, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, El Kol Adas Yisrael. So it says, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, V'chi Shneim Hoyim Adabrim, V'aloi Kvar Ne'amar Av'ato Tadaber, U'ma Talmud Loimer Dabru, Elekivan Shohoyo Moshe Medaber, Hoya Aaron Markin Oznov Lishmoa Be'emo, U'male Olav, and the Torah considers it, Ki'ilu Shemea Mipi HaGvura, as if Aaron is listening to it Mipi HaGvura. Now, this is also like a very interesting opportunity. The Mogen Avrom here explains, Lochen Ksiv Dabru, Ki'ilu Hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaber Gam Im Aaron. Dabru is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Aaron and telling him to speak. U'be'emes Lohoya Medaber Im Aaron, and it's just as if he's speaking to Aaron. So think of that too. A person is listening to a shir, and a person is paying attention, and a person is making that extra effort, and he's doing it be'emo, and he feels that the seriousness and the importance of getting everything straight. Not only does he have a schus as if he is communicating the message, but he can get a schus as if he's hearing it mipi HaGvura. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu heard it mipi HaGvura. Aaron is hearing it mipi Moshe. But the way that he's hearing it is so serious, as if it was mipi HaGvura, that he gets the schus as if it's considered as if he heard it mipi HaGvura. Now, this is a little bit of an extension when we apply it to us today, but I think that the extension is not unreasonable, because the pshat is like this. The one who is giving over the information, is giving over part of a mesorah, is saying pshat in what we do in the previous generations, is passing on the mesorah mipi HaGvura. Then the one who takes it so seriously and pays that type of attention and is sitting there be'emo and trying to get everything as if it was mipi HaGvura, kilu shomei mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets the schar as if he heard mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the feeling of mishtashim batoiro umaskirin doidov miyayin, remembering and reliving and having a vivid memory of Maimon Har Sinai, can become more of a reality, because if I sit like that and I learn, I can actually get the schus as if I actually heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, knowing that I'm getting such a schus does not really mean that I'm reliving it, but it certainly helps, because if I'm just enjoying it, I'm learning, I'm doing the best I can, and whatever, there's a memory, there's not a memory, I pay attention, I don't, do I feel it, but I know I am right now, even though I'm not at Har Sinai, it's not Mipi HaGvura, it's many generations later, but it could be such a schus as if mamish, like I heard it from the source. If we could have that, then it means that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the serious with the seriousness with which we learn, and gives us the schar of furthering the message, gives us the schar as if we participated, as if we heard the message from its original source. Memela, it could be more tangible. This sense of experiencing that connection with Maimon Har Sinai, because of the fact that by paying such attention to the learning, we get such a schus. Now, if that's combined with a shashua, with a delight, and the delight in learning can only come from the interactive experiences. It's rare, I think, people delight with the full capacity of their delight by just listening. When people listen to a lecture, most people, fall asleep a little bit in the middle, space out a little bit in the middle, and even those that can listen intently, there's a limited amount of time that they can listen, and even those that can sit and listen to the whole thing and can say it all over, doesn't have that delight. The delight comes from the active participation. The understanding comes from the active participation, and therefore the delight, which comes from the understanding, comes from the active participation. And if we're actively participating, we could feel that delight. It could remind us of Har Sinai, and if we want to make that memory even more vivid, we can realize that we have the opportunity, by the attitude with which we have to be makabel the learning, to number one, be considered partners in the Messiah of giving it over, even though we're just receiving it, and we can even be considered as if we heard it from the original source.